Shalom, and God bless you, precious ones, on this platform. I am so much honored to share amongst the family of God and the privilege to be on this platform. I thank our precious brother Piri and the administrators of this group. May God bless us all. Certainly, behold, it is a good thing for brethren of like precious faith to dwell together in unity. And today, I want to share a little thoughts on the grace of God that brings salvation. The grace of God that brings salvation. What do people refer to as grace? Now, if you meet a brother or a sister, a friend or a family member, and if you should ask them how they are doing, they will gladly say to you, "Oh, it is by grace." Well, there is absolutely nothing wrong to acknowledge all the good things in our lives. As Paul wrote to Philemon, indicated that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So it is very good to acknowledge all the good things in one's life. But actually, what is the grace of God? I took up the trouble to look up the meaning of grace in the dictionary, and three meanings caught my attention. The first one is unmerited favor, not anything done to have it. The second one says help and strength given through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet another one says, grace is a gift from heaven given by the Father through his Son, Jesus. Now, in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 11 to 13, and I read, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." I will talk on few salient points read from the above scripture. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. The first one that I will major on is all men. All men. He said the grace of God have appeared unto all men. Now, in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it reads, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, the gift of God is to the world, hence all men. Man was destined to die spiritually and physically when our first parent sinned. But the last Adam has been offered to the world as a free gift, and whosoever will receive him acknowledges this grace. Two, deny ungodliness. Our God, the righteous God, the holy God, the powerful God, hates ungodliness. That is why he destroyed the first world. And our present world is also destined for destruction by fire. And the only way that we can escape this destruction is by denying every ungodliness that is in this present world. Now, when we read 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 to 6, it reads, "And spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly." Now, there is so much ungodly living in our day. For example, self-obsession, always thinking only about their own life and not on the things of God. Lust and pleasures. So much games of pleasure. And that is why Satan had captured so much of the youth of our day. Worldly lust. The grace of God also warns us to flee worldly lust. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. For as much as we are in this tabernacle, we are living in this body, three things always tempt us to sin. And these things are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. When we read 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, it says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." The lust of the flesh, immorality, adultery, fornication, the lust of the eyes, beholding immoral images, the pride of life, pride in oneself, presumptions and boastings. And the grace of God that bringeth salvation is admonishing us to flee all this lust. It is only by acknowledging the grace of God can we be able to flee this worldly lust. Also in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, it reads, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." Also, Also in Proverbs 25 verse 14, it reads, "Whoso boasted himself of a false gift is like clouds and winds without rain." God bless you for your time, and shalom. Stay tuned, and may your day prosper as I bring the continuation in my next submission. Bye-bye.